See, a couple weeks back, she got sore at me and said she was going to take off our ring for a while. When your girl does that, it means you're on probation. I mean, sure, we had fusses. Everybody does. All the kids that go steady. What happened was I went to this friend's wedding, the reception, and drank a beer. One bottle of beer, and Nancy got to hear about it. Some tattle told her I was roaring drunk. Well, she was stone, wouldn't say hello for a week. But lately we'd been getting on good as ever, and I believe she was about ready to wear our ring again. Okay. The first show was called The Man and the Challenge, Channel 11, about some fellas in the Arctic. Then we saw a Western, and after that a spy adventure. Five Fingers. My Hammer came on at 9:30. Then the news. But Kenyon didn't like anything, mostly because we wouldn't let him pick the programs. He criticized everything, and Nancy kept telling him to hush up. They always quibbled, but actually, they were very close. Closer than most brothers and sisters. I guess partly it was because they'd been alone together so much, what with Mrs. Clutter away and Mr. Clutter gone to Washington or wherever. I know Nancy loved Kenyon very specially, but I don't think even she or anybody exactly understood him. He seemed to be off somewhere. You never knew what he was thinking, never even knew if he was looking at you, on account of he was slightly cockeyed. Some people said he was a genius, and maybe it was true. He sure did read a lot. But like I say, he was restless. He didn't want to watch the TV. He wanted to practice his horn. And when Nancy wouldn't let him, I remember Mr. Clutter told him why didn't he go down to the basement, the recreation room where nobody could hear him. But he didn't want to do that either. The phone rang once. Twice? Gosh, I can't remember. Except that once the phone rang and Mr. Clutter answered it in his office. The door was open. That sliding door between the living room and the office. And I heard him say Van, so I knew he was talking to his partner, Mr. Van Vliet. And I heard him say that he had a headache, but that it was getting better. And said he'd see Mr. Van Vliet on Monday. When he came back, yes, the Mike Hammer was just over. 5 minutes of news. Then the weather report. Mr. Clutter always perked up when the weather report came on. It's all he ever really waited for. Like, the only thing that interested me was the sports, which came on next. After the sports ended, that was 10:30, and I got up to go. Nancy walked me out. We talked a while and made a date to go to the movies Sunday night. A picture all the girls were looking forward to. Blue denim. Then she ran back in the house and I drove away. It was as clear as day. The moon was so bright, and cold and kind of windy. A lot of tumbleweed blowing about. But that's all I saw. Only now when I think back, I think somebody must have been hiding there. Maybe down among the trees. Somebody just waiting for me to leave.